side of this. It's evil. So tonight, following that same motif, you'll find out that, oh, this is bad because the guy said it was from wherever. I don't know who he was, but I think he's either off or I believe what he does. I'm going to throw it outside of the circle. We're going to have our bonfire. I'm not against bonfires. I'm not against not having things within us. But what happens in that framework is that we develop the idea that comes out like this. I heard this from an Amish person. This is where I learned it, okay? We learned that draußen in die Welt, okay? Out in the world. It's out in the world. And so what we've done with this circle and how whatever we said, this is what separates us from these people, and this is what separates us. We have said the world is out there. And we felt safe with everything that's inside. So when the preacher gets up and says, nothing on this earth that you can hang on to, how do I squeeze that into this way of thinking? How do I squeeze it in there? Then what happens with this kind of thing? We read scriptures like, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We're thinking, wall that thing off, wall that thing off, wall that thing off. Make it tight, make it tight. And not understanding that it is hell that we are assaulting. We are here not to protect us from evil, but that evil is taken out. We are here to assault the gates of hell. That's why we're here. The example of this is Jericho. So these guys come with sticks, they cross the Jordan River, they go around it yay many times. What was happening with the people inside the walled city? I want to tell you, those people were deep into witchcraft. They were supposed to burn everything that's in that city. Everything. There wasn't supposed to be a human or an animal left alive. Why? Because the things in that city were accursed. And so Satan is this great, powerful thing. Coward, okay? This great, powerful thing. What was happening in those people's hearts within that city of Jericho? Somebody tell me. They were filled with fear. Their hearts were failing within them. So we're not only in a protective stance here. We're here to take over. We have this model. I'm not tearing this model, I'm not tearing down our culture, not one bit. But when we have a model of fear and self-protection, we are absolutely no threat to the kingdom of this world. None. It is good and necessary to throw stuff out. You know what happened after Jericho was that Achan kept something from the city, right? How'd that work out? Not so good. It was a bad deal. It wasn't just because it was disobedience. It was disobedience. It was a accursed coat like everything else in the city. So turn with me in your Bibles for a framework for us to build this on. To Genesis chapter 3. So I want us to understand Not that there are lists of things that we can draw here, and some lists are good and some are bad, because obviously Isaac would have been on the good list. Okay? Obviously the brazen serpent would have been on the good list. Obviously Mary, the mother of Jesus, would be on the good list, and yet people have made an idol out of her. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Who's this? And she comes to the woman, and the serpent comes to the woman and says, and puts a doubt about God's goodness into the woman's heart. And so the woman looks and says, aha, I can be the master of my own destiny. That's interesting. The man stands right there and sees it all happen and does what? What? First he did nothing. Then he shifted blame. He did nothing. He watched it happen. Does that ever happen anymore? Does that whole scenario ever happen? Is the woman ever tempted? Does the man ever leave her unprotected? Does blame ever get shifted? I told you that I want you to understand there's a cosmic battle. Turn to verse 15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman,